Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, construction crews still at work on East 42nd, 43rd Streets near Grand Central today. They're shoring up that sagging high-rise that almost collapsed last week. Safety netting has been put in on the skyscraper's north side to catch any falling debris, according to city officials. The Department of Buildings has been monitoring the situation, says workers are putting in shifts around the clock to install new supports in place of columns that buckled beneath some newly added floors at the top of the structure. The former Pfizer headquarters is being converted to residential units due to open next year. The DOB has also ordered the developer to hire a third-party engineering consultant to review the work. Vacate orders still in place for several buildings nearby. The Police Benevolent Association says contract talks with City Hall appear to have stalled. Now they're looking for a state agency to intervene.
August 1st will mark a year since the PBA's contract has expired. Now, I asked their president, Pat Hendry, is there even an offer on the table?
None whatsoever. There has been no offer to our police officers. They're refusing to make us an offer, which is truly insulting to every police officer who puts on that uniform every day.
Hendry telling 1010 Winds he feels they're being treated unfairly by City Hall.
And the mayor, who stood with nurses, Starbucks workers, saying, hey, they need to get paid, but he won't pay New York City police officers.
And in terms of headcount in the rank and file, the NYPD is down at least 5,000 since their peak back in 2002. And Hendry worries these lower salaries will drive more into retirement or another job. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A City Hall says in a statement that an impasse, to declare an impasse, that is, would be premature, as the Mamdani administration has only had two bargaining sessions since the mayor took over in January. Well, this may not be news to you, but now there's more data to back it up. Rent prices hitting record highs last month in both Manhattan and Brooklyn. That report from Corcoran shows that in June, the median rent in Manhattan climbed to over $5,200, just about $5,300. In Brooklyn, it reached a record $4,300, both of those numbers up 8% from the same time last year. Rents also on the rise in other boroughs, Bronx and Queens, Rego Park, one of the hardest hit neighborhoods there, with average rent prices for one bedrooms surging 12%, 20% for studios between May 2025 and May of this year. New York City's controller Mark Levine telling Pix 11 the problem is as simple as supply and demand. A man from Ecuador was targeted and arrested during an ICE operation in Bushwick last week. DHS says Danny Joel Quispe Maizanche was enrolled in the Alternatives to Detention program but didn't comply with reporting requirements. Now he's accepted voluntary departure back to Ecuador, they say. Councilmember Sandy Nurse criticizing the arrest, saying ICE is, quote, creating terror and chaos in the immigrant community. In New Jersey, meanwhile, the Trump administration is once again moving forward with its pricey plans to turn a warehouse in Roxbury into a 1,500-bed ICE detention center. That's less than 2 weeks after officials said the idea was dead. New Jersey and Roxbury suing the administration over the plan earlier this year, arguing it was in violation of environmental protection laws. That lawsuit remains ongoing. A New Jersey man almost kicked off a United Airlines flight for his choice in T-shirts. Sam Sadaha is from Linden. He was traveling from Atlanta to Newark last month wearing a shirt that said, quote, bombing kids is not self-defense. Sadaha told CBS News he was pulled off the plane seconds after boarding, and that's when a supervisor told him this.
The flight attendant finds your shirt offensive, and I was like, why? Here's your either choices. Either you change your shirt or you can't get on this flight.
He says the shirt holds deeper meaning for him as he is of Palestinian descent. Still, he changed out of it so he could make it to Newark, where he since filed a complaint with the Department of Transportation. As per United's rules, they have the right to deny transportation to passengers not properly clothed or whose clothing is, quote, lewd, obscene, or offensive. Last night's final Jay-Z show at Yankee Stadium didn't get off to a smooth start. Thousands of fans were left waiting outside for hours trying to get in. This morning, the Yankees, Rock Nation, and Live Nation all releasing a statement saying That was the result of hundreds of people without tickets storming in and breaching security.
So was that damage control? That's what the buzz outside Yankee Stadium was until 4 in the morning.
I think so. He tried to make us feel good about it.
No, I think that's just what Night 3 was going to be about anyway.
After this all-star lineup,
Rihanna, Beyonce, Jeezy, Pharrell
graced the stage with Hove hours after this nightmare.
They closed off all the doors. They closed up all the entrances. People were trying to bum rush the entrance. It was just like a bunch of people trying to get in at the same time.
Yeah, Yankee Stadium says it was indeed a security breach, and that's why Candace spent 10 hours here.
We got in on time, but the show didn't start until 3 hours later, 4 hours later.
No deterrent to fans, though. Some say they'd do it all over again. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Yankee Stadium.
And by the way, the show was supposed to start at 8 p.m., but the gates didn't even open until 10, and the show didn't end until 3 this morning. The City Health Department is holding another virtual town hall tonight on the Legionnaires outbreak on the Upper East Side. The case count climbed to 59 over the weekend, and of the nearly 50 people that have been hospitalized, 15 still haven't been discharged. The bacteria that causes Legionnaires has now turned up in 31 of over 180 cooling tower systems in the area that have been tested. All have since been disinfected, according to city health officials. Although they can't say for sure if any of those buildings were the source of the cluster, health officials think it's probably being spread through contaminated water vapor people breathed in, and not everyone develops symptoms. It's often worse for older folks or those whose immunity is compromised. Now, Legionnaires is a type of pneumonia, and experts stress it cannot be spread through a building's plumbing system, so it is safe to use tap water and air conditioners.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.